off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State women's basketball team is undefeated at home so far this season. They hope that's still the case after tonight's showdown with regional rival Marshall University. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my pal Wes Holland, courtside at MSU's Johnson Arena. Despite an early 0-4 road ledger, the Eagles are 2-0 on their home hardwood so far this season, outscoring their opponents in those two games by a combined 81 points. Tonight, they'll be tested by a 2-3 Thundering Herd squad that looks to hit fast forward under first-year coach Kim Caldwell. Marshall looks to crank the tempo and the pressure from one end of the court to the other. Both of these teams are coming off of road losses and will be looking to create some positive momentum here in the latter stages of non-conference play. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with Coach Caleb Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State women's basketball tonight. The Eagles taking on regional rival Marshall University. We're joined now by MSU head coach Caleb Petrie. Kayla, coming off of a tough loss at Presbyterian, a lot of positive things, especially early in that game, and then things kind of went sideways. What's your team's mindset coming into this one, coming off of that one?
You know, I was pretty... I was really detailed in the film breakdown after the game. We'll call them a lot of teachable moments. But Obviously, there were some critical mistakes that we made in the second quarter, especially when we let them go off and score 29 points. But the good thing is they're all fixable things. And so that's a good basketball team. They're picked to, I think, finish second in the Big South. And so, you know, we're playing against veteran teams close on the road. We just got to figure out a way to play 40 minutes. Yeah. No better time to do that than tonight, and we'll absolutely have to, because if we don't, this press will eat us up, won't it?
It's about like playing against a tornado.
Hockey subs, 3, 4, 5 players in every 2 or 3 minutes, plays 12, 13-man rotation on the bench, and so definitely a hurricane coming at you.
I know you like to play up-tempo, but
we cannot, we cannot get in a track meet with this team.
Yeah.
If we try to outrun them, it will be counterproductive for us. So by no means are we going to walk the ball up. I mean, we won't be able to because of how they play.
Right.
But our goal is to handle the pressure. If we can just get it, you know, there's two goals of a press. You want to turn it over. You want to cause the other team to turn it over, or you want them to take a shot out of the flow of their offense. And so what we want to do, we want to break it, but then we want to make sure that we have some poise and some discipline once we're across half court, try to get a couple of ball reversals and, you know, maybe cause their defense to break down a little bit after they play so hard. Sometimes they break down a little bit.
Yeah. And I guess going the other way, they love to play in transition. They love to create offense off of their defense. You're going to have to be cognizant of that.
Absolutely. I don't know the exact breakdown, but their defense is just so so much pressure and so aggressive that they score a lot of points off transition, makes misses. But like you said, the turnover defense, they're getting a lot of high percentage shots. But when they are in the half court, they're kind of that three or key mentality, that dribble drive. Other than Rose Scott, number two, everybody's pretty much layup or three. She's got a pretty good little pull up. But for the most part, it's get to the rim, get stopped, or inside out. And they're very, very good at it. They share the basketball. It's nice.
You mentioned Rose Scott. You've seen her before.
Only once.
Oh, really?
Only once.
Okay.
She was on the team at
Southeast
SEMO.
Missouri.
Yep. And we played them once, and when they were at their place, she did not. I don't know if she was injured or if she was off the team, or I'm not sure what happened. I just know she didn't play the second game.
Yeah. She's certainly come around into her game since coming to Marshall, though. Last year, a Sun Belt All-Conference pick. Not the only player on this team that can give you problems, but certainly looks like an intriguing matchup and one where you've got more than a fighting chance to come out on top tonight. We wish you the best, and we will talk to you hopefully after the game.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Coach Caleb Petrie, back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Back courtside at Johnson Arena on the campus of Moorhead State University, getting set for women's college basketball action. A couple of schools that are very familiar with each other, not conference rivals, but regional rivals for sure. Moorhead State and Marshall, only about an hour apart on I-64, and the Thundering Herd has made its way to Moorhead tonight for a non-conference battle. Let's take a look at these two teams. We'll start with the visiting Herd. Marshall off to a 2-3 start, coming off of an 89-78 loss at Wright State on Monday. Their starting five looks like this: four guards and a forward. Abby Beeman, one of the guards, a 5'4 grad student from Ridgely, West Virginia, a transfer from Shepherd University. She's averaging a robust 16.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists a game. CeCe Mays, one of the other guards, a 5'8 sophomore from Tampa, Florida, just shy of 4 points and 3.5 boards a game. Aislinn Hayes, the third guard, a 5'8 junior from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. She's a Mississippi State transfer. She's clocking in at 8.5 points and 4.6 caroms a game. And Peyton Elderton getting her first start of the season, a 5'6 sophomore from Logan, West Virginia. 1.5 and 2 rebounds a game so far. And the lone forward is Mahogany Matthews, a 6'1 redshirt senior from York, Pennsylvania. She's a transfer from Ole Miss, averaging 8.5 points and 6.8 rebounds an outing. Kim Caldwell is 2-3 in her first year as the Thundering Herd head coach. Moorhead State off to a 2-4 start on this young season after Saturday's tough 65-59 loss at Presbyterian. Three guards and two forwards in the starting five tonight. The point guard, Katie Novick, the 5'9 freshman out of Belarus, averaging 8.7 points, 4.2 rebounds, and an OVC leading 5.7 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, 10.8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Melissa Secchiaroli, the third guard, a 5'10 freshman, or junior, excuse me, from Sourges, France, transfer from Wichita State at 12.5 points and 2 caroms a game. Jaden Rhodes and Blessing King are the two starting forwards tonight. Jaden, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, averaging 4.3 points and 3.2 rebounds a game. And Blessing King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, a Florida Southwestern State transfer, 6.5 markers and 8.2 rebounds a game, leading MSU. She also leads the OVC in offensive rebounding. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle Helm, she's 14-50 during that time. Marshall leads this all-time series with MSU 28-21. The Herd has won the last two meetings, including the last showdown in Huntington in November 2021 by a score of 65-58. Our officials tonight are Joshua Hall, Rachel Rayford, and Tom Barron. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. you didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Midport at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis, joined now by my partner, good buddy Wes Holland. Wes, good to be back with you. And this should be an interesting ball game featuring a Morehead State team that's trying to come into its own against a team that's also in a rebuilding mode in Marshall. What do you see as some of the keys for tonight's game?
Well, good evening to you as well, Tom. It's great to be here with you tonight. Number one, MSU, stop ball, stay disciplined. What I mean by that is, there's no secret, Marshall's going to want to run the floor. They're going to attack the rim. They don't want to be sitting outside shooting jumpers. They're going to be going at you full speed. You've got to get in front, stop the ball, let your defense get set so they can play hell.
Second chance opportunities will also be a big key tonight. Marshall loves to get those off of turnovers, those extra possessions that I know you value so much from your coaching background. But the Marshall Thundering Herd, they're like a hurricane. They want to turn you over and run.
They are, and credit to you for the best stat of the night that nobody else noticed. 73 shots per game for Marshall, 60 shots per game for Morehead State. That is a 13-shot difference. There's a high likelihood you're not winning a game if the other team gets 13 extra shots. Mm-hmm. So, yes, limiting the turnovers and then keeping that run off of a turnover as well. So there's not points coming off of those turnovers at the same time. But that extra possession stat, obviously I watch it every game, but we're going to watch it really closely tonight because it's going to be important.
And so Marshall wants to turn you over. Morehead State has to counter that if they want to stay in that extra possession battle. No better place to do it than with the offensive rebound.
Woo! And do we have one of those specialists?
Yes, we do.
On this team, Blessed King, 4.8 offense. Let's just call it five. Let's give her the extra point, yep, too. So five offensive rebounds a game. That is five possessions she gives her team off of the glass. That's a huge, huge statistic, Tom.
And she's starting the game tonight and actually standing in the center circle. She'll do the honors on the opening tip for Morehead State. She'll go up against Mahogany Matthews of Marshall. Interesting color matchup tonight. Morehead State sporting its yellow uniforms with blue numbers and letters and blue and white trim. Marshall in green. The Thundering Herd, the green uniforms with white numbers and letters, and white trim with a little bit of black splashed in there along the way. Marshall will take the opening tip, and they'll set up in the half court to our left offensively. Beeman tries to drive off the right angle, gets cut off nicely by MSU, hands it off to Peyton Ilderton, and an illegal screen called against Marshall on their opening possession. That will go against Ilderton, her first and the team's first. Also goes as a turnover on Marshall.
And don't be surprised if we see Coach Petrie change up defenses. They started in man right now. Let's see if they do a little zone later.
Full court pressure, as we expected, from the Thundering Herd. Morehead State up to the task. Good pass ahead to King. Kicks it back out to Sekiaroli. Her three-point try high off the rim. No good. Matthews, the rebound for the Herd. Ahead to May. She'll come up the right side. Kicks it back out to Mahogany Matthews, but Mays runs over a Morehead State defender down low. I believe it was Sekiaroli with good position, drawing another offensive foul. So two possessions, two offensive fouls.
And the bench just threw a party. This must have been part of the game plan, right? Get in front of those drivers. Take the charge.
Full court pressure. Charles working against Beeman. Gets it to Novick. She'll circle toward the right side. Ahead across midcourt to Charles. Top of the key. Gets it to Sekiaroli. Back out to Novick. She'll angle down the arc to the right side. Back out to Charles. To Novick, who cuts over to the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Gives it to Jaden Rhodes. To Sekiaroli with six to shoot. Floats one inside to Rhodes. And an offensive foul called on Rhodes. Good weak side help from Mays. And so Jaden Rhodes picks up the offensive foul.
Well, looks like we know how they're going to call it tonight.
Yeah.
They're being consistent. Nothing wrong with that, right? But the teams will have to adjust to know that that is going to be called.
Watching game tape, I thought that was something Morehead State could do effectively against Marshall. Hopefully they won't go away from that completely, that high-low action looking for those cuts. Mays nearly loses the basketball on the right wing, gets it out to Matthews. She'll try to drive against Jaden Rhodes. Floater way too strong, and the backside rebound to Novick. gets double teamed, passes cross court to Seki Aroli. She gets it into the front court, and she'll give it up in the center circle to Novick. She'll angle down the right side of the arc, drives, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rhodes, the putback, too strong. Fight for the rebound. It's taken away by C.C. Mays. Ahead to Beeman. In transition to Matthews. Lays it up and in. That's Marshall basketball, and it is now a 2-0 Hurd lead.
That is spot on what we were talking about, that secondary break.
Yep. Full court pressure. The Eagles get it in. Seki Aroli quickly ahead and to the front court. Keeps on trucking into the lane, and a blocking foul. Couldn't get the shot to go, but Mel will go to the line for two as Ilderton picks up her second personal in the early going.
And again, as the two coaches are watching this now, the reason that was a block instead of a charge inside the restricted area. So apparently they're paying very close attention to where the feet are in relation to that restricted area under the goal.
Shift change for Marshall. They bring in four new players. We'll try to sort those out for you as we can, but Seki Aroli will step to the line. Only a 58% shooter on the year, and the first one dances off. One more to come.
58. I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah.
She shoots almost that from three.
Yeah, exactly. Second one also too strong. Long rebound kicks to Rochella Scott. 5'8 senior from Earl, Arkansas. Transfer from SEMO. The Eagles have seen her before. Now Mays. Crossover against Novick. Gives it up baseline to Tudor. Out to Mayer, who's off the mark with a three. Morehead State in transition. On the run, Haley Rhodes can't get it to go. King had the offensive rebound, but it's stripped away from her by Scott. She'll come up the right sideline and slow things down at the top of the arc. Floats it, low block to Mayer. To Mays, driving against Seki Aroli, has her shot blocked, but she got it back. Gets it off to her teammate down low, Tudor, and she'll lay it off the glass and through. 4-0 Hurd. Again, full court pressure. Morehead State gets it into Seki Aroli. Guarded closely by Mayer in the backcourt. Crossover gets by her up the left sideline and across the division line. Now to Novick. Swings it right wing to Charles. Fakes the three. Drives, gets cut off at the low block. Kicks it out to Seki Aroli. Back to Novick. Eagles still have plenty of time to shoot. 11 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to King. Now to Charles. She'll angle right side. Has the ball back tapped away from her. Gathers it back in. Out to Seki Aroli to Haley Rhodes, her pull-up jumper from the left elbow off the mark, and Scott the rebound. Here comes the Marshall Thundering Hurd. Turnover as Brianna Campbell lost the handle. Now Charles, two on one, ahead to Novick, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Morehead State wants to be careful not to get into a track meet, but that was a good disciplined break and transition basket for Morehead State.
And boy, did they need that one.
Yeah.
After having a couple of empties on the rim there. They had two really good layup opportunities. It's been a problem we've seen this year from the team.
Tudor called for the foul on Marshall as Novick completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's a 4-3 Marshall lead. The Hurd with the basketball. Beeman working against Novick, kicks it to Campbell, takes it into the lane, has it stripped away from her by Skylar Barnes. Here comes Morehead State again in transition. Blessing King gets behind the defense and lays it in. And the Eagles with their first lead, 5-4. Pull up jumper just inside the free throw line by Beeman, and she gives the Hurd the lead back, 6-5. Again, full court pressure. We'll probably see that all night long. Eagles up to the task. Barnes into the front court, but throws it right into the hands of Scott on the other end. Here comes Marshall. Beeman drives against Novick, scoops it up off the glass. It won't go, but Novick will be called for the personal.
Yeah, and the Eagles have gotten a couple of baskets off of these breaks. This is not the pace that they can sustain in this game. They have got to be careful not to let Marshall dictate the speed of which this game is going to be played.
And again, Marshall rotating four new players onto the floor. Coach Caleb Petrie talked about in the pregame. That's something they'll do a lot, keep fresh legs out there. Beeman gets the first one to roll and go, and increases the Marshall lead to 7-5. Second from Beeman, also good. She came in needing 11 more points to reach the 1,800-point plateau for her college career. Breaking the action as Blessing King will get a breather Veronica Charles back on the floor for the Eagles. And again, Marshall sets up that full court pressure. Novick with a defender interface, gets it into Barnes. Spins around her defender and gets it across midcourt. She keeps on going. Nice bounce pass to Jaden Rhodes in the lane. Can't get the layup to go, though. Might have been contact. No call. Here comes Marshall. Beeman to Hayes. It's cut off in the lane. Out to Beeman. Open three-pointer right wing. Scoops in and out. And the loose ball will go out of bounds near the corner. Far side. Marshall will keep it. Seki Aroli and King back on the floor for Morehead State, replacing Haley Rhodes and Sarek.
And another shot point blank at the rim by the Eagles. Those are three that you just got to make.
Got to make them. Got to make them. Inbounds comes to Hayes. She'll curl into the lane. Can't get the scoop shot to go, but Melissa Seki Aroli will be called for the personal foul, and that's going to give Marshall more free throws. 5:26 to play, opening quarter. The Thundering Herd, a three-point lead over the Eagles. Aislinn Hayes, only a 37.5% free throw shooter so far this year. She did have her second straight double-digit scoring performance with 14 points at Wright State on Monday. Toes the line. First one up, and right on the money. Transfer from Mississippi State. Before there, she played two seasons at Middle Tennessee and was actually 2020's Conference USA Freshman of the Year while at Middle. Second free throw also on the mark. Marshall the lead, Morehead State the basketball. Novick to Seki Aroli, gets it across the division line on the right side. Now to Novick, standing in the Eagle emblem near midcourt. To Seki Aroli, high left. Dribbles, comes around the apex of the arc, gives to the curling Novick. Back to Seki Aroli, now to Veronica Charles. Right wing, she'll try to drive baseline, puts it up and in. Nice hesitation move by Charles. Marshall again in transition, even off of a make, and Mahogany Matthews gets open and puts it in and gets fouled by Blessing King. So another three-point play opportunity for Marshall. 12-7, the MU advantage, and we will take a timeout. 5:56 to go, opening quarter. It's Marshall leading Morehead State 12-7 here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless half pork loin is just $2.49 a pound. Dole salad blend packs are specially priced at two for only $5. And a large 48-ounce carton of Breyers ice cream is just $3.99. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Back at Morehead State's Johnson Arena, it's Marshall leading MSU 12-7 here in the early going in women's college basketball action. Tom Lewis along with my buddy Wes Holland and Whitaker Bank by the numbers. A couple of early stats that kind of jump off the page relating to the keys we discussed. 5 minutes in the books, four turnovers already against Morehead State, and also MSU getting out-rebounded by Marshall 7-4, Wes.
Yeah, that's not going to work. The rebound number's a little distorted just because MSU has missed so many shots. I hate to say it that way, but you know, they're shooting 33%, so there's more opportunities. But they're not getting the advantage on the offensive boards that they need to get, keep those possessions.
As we return to action, Mahogany Matthews, a redshirt senior from York, PA, will step to the line for Marshall, trying to add to a five-point lead. It's way too strong, and the rebound will be taken down by Jaden Rhodes. Gets it to Paris McBride on the floor now for MSU. Double team, throws over the top, gets it to Charles. Stopped in the lane. Back to McBride, high left to Secchiaroli, gets it to Skylar Barnes, drives left, baseline, fakes the pass, and the fadeaway jumper from about 10 feet right on the money. Nicely done by Barnes, cuts the lead to three. Beeman on the other end, floater on the low block, off the window and in. 14-9 Marshall. Charles takes the inbounds, bounce pass to McBride. Gets it across midcourt, now to Charles, high left, back out to McBride to set the offense. Right wing to Secchiaroli, out straight away, outside the arc to Charles. Back to Secchiaroli with the one-handed pass. To Jaden Rhodes, now to Charles. Thought about the three. Instead gives to Secchiaroli, who will launch from three-point range. Too strong. Matthews the rebound, and again on the break. Here comes Marshall. Beeman looking for teammate Sidney Scott in transition. Over through the pass, out of bounds sidelines to Morehead State, and wholesale changes again for Marshall.
Really good awareness by Paris on that break. She came over and stopped the ball. Even though there was a player behind her, she let a teammate fall back to get them. Came over and cut off Beeman before she got a chance to get to the lane.
McBride will do the honors with the inbound if she can find an open teammate, and she cannot. 5 second violation in the backcourt. Could not get the ball inbounds, and that Marshall full court pressure paying dividends for the herd.
Boy, it's exhausting to watch, though.
It is.
Man, I see why they sub so heavy.
Cannot even imagine trying to play against that.
This is Nolan Richardson, Arkansas.
Oh, yes. 40 minutes of hell. Shayla Scott out to Tudor. Takes it into the lane. Offensive foul as she runs over Paris McBride, who had really nice position just outside the restricted arc.
And a consistent call by the crew.
Yep.
Looked very similar to early in the game.
That is the fifth turnover of the game on Marshall, and I think three of those have come by, make it the sixth, three by way of offensive fouls. McBride has the basketball in the backcourt, trying to get around Mays, and we've got a foul coming on CeCe Mays as she was using too much of the body against McBride.
Coach Petrie was yelling the same thing I wanted to yell from over here, was look down the court. They got so fixated on this half of the court, you had two players wide open down under the goal.
Mays picks up her second personal foul, and that will put Morehead State in the bonus as Paris McBride steps to the line. Bends the knees, releases, and hits.
It's hard to blame him, though. When you're caught up in this whirlwind, which is this press defense, this trap, it's intense over here.
Yeah. Second free throw also good. Back to a one-possession game, 14-11, Marshall. Campbell with the basketball. Stops top of the arc. Gets it to Tudor at the right elbow. Stuns out of a double team. Kicks it out to Hayes. Cross court. Three-point shot right on the money. And that was Meredith Mayer with the triple. 17-11, Marshall with the lead. McBride quickly ahead, gets it across midcourt, breaking the press. Morehead State in the offensive end to our right, out to Charles near the logo. Left side to McBride. Gets a screen from Jaden Rhodes. They go with a pick and roll. Rhodes puts it up, and she's called for an offensive foul. Shot did not go, and another offensive foul on Morehead State.
Boy, now that she looked to be set up in that restricted area on that one.
That was close. Well executed pick and roll, but results in an offensive foul, and Jaden will go to the bench in favor of Blessing King.
And you'll see they're running a modified 3-2 now.
Wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles throw that zone look at Marshall intermittently throughout this game. And as you can see already, they're struggling a bit to know how to handle it. They'll try a three-pointer. That's Aislinn Hayes off the mark from the left wing. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound, and Morehead State will get possession. Again, four fresh faces on the floor for the Thundering Herd at once. Beeman one of them. Mahogany Matthews out there. Ariana Redman. Sydney Scott. They join Hayes, who was already on the floor. Charles breaks the press. Floater in the lane off the back of the iron. No floor rebound to Haley Rhodes. Kicks it back out to Paris McBride. Now to Charles, high right. Just over 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. MSU down by six. Haley Rhodes puts it on the floor with the left hand. Scoop shot with that left hand off the window and through.
An interesting Marshall switch to a matchup zone.
And I believe we may have a Marshall turnover. I believe lead official Joshua Hall saying they stepped on the baseline as they inbounded the ball. And I think Morehead State's going to get it back, Wes.
Yeah, that was the interesting one. I did not see that coming.
Blessing King gets it out to McBride. Now to Charles. Puts down the right-handed dribble straight away to Valentina Sarek. Back to Charles, fakes the three-pointer, drives off the right angle. Tried to get it to Blessing King. It's deflected away, but Charles gets it back and bounce pass back out to Paris McBride to reset. Back to Charles between the rings. To Paris McBride, seven to shoot. She'll launch from three and cans it. Back to a one-point game. Beeman bounce pass far corner to Sydney Scott. Can't get the three-pointer to go high off the back of the iron, but it's taken down by Hayes. To Beeman, underneath to Sydney Scott, tries to go up strong. She is fouled on the way up. Shot won't go, but Morehead State will get called for the personal foul.
And you can tell this is a defense the Eagles are not used to. Coach Petrie is a man-to-man D all the time. They're making this adjustment for this particular team. But they don't know exactly where to be, and they're almost playing it like a man and trying to switch, and you really can't do that in this 3-2.
That foul was against Paris McBride as Sydney Scott hits the first of two free throws, and the lead is back to two now for Marshall.
And when I call it modified, you've got one at the top of the key, and you've got two wings that drop a little deeper than your typical 3-2.
Second free throw also good, and Morehead State will face full court pressure again as the inbounds comes to Veronica Charles. To McBride on the right side. Quickly ahead over the top to Seki Aroli. Bounce pass underneath to Charles. Puts it up in the tall timbers. It won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Matthews. To Roche Lescott. Cross court to Campbell. Crossover dribble into the lane. Taps it out to Roche Lescott. Left wing free, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's Paris McBride coming away with it off of the hardwood. Ahead to Seki Aroli. Finds Blessing King down low, but she tried to go up before she corralled the basketball, and it goes off her fingertips out of bounds. Six turnovers now against Morehead State. Marshall will slowly walk it across midcourt. That's Abby Beeman controlling the basketball. 20 to shoot, 30 on the shot clock, or on the game clock. Sydney Scott off the mark as she tried to penetrate left baseline, left the shot short. McBride the rebound. Gets it to Seki Aroli, who comes across the midcourt stripe. Gets it back to McBride in the logo. Morehead State has 11 to shoot as the first quarter winds down. Haley Rhodes got around a high screen, but is cut off, and a blocking foul coming up on Marshall. So Haley Rhodes will go to the free throw line.
And, of course, they worked on this week. But I've got to say, I'm incredibly impressed with how well they're handling this blitz, this press. Last year, they got surprised by a press one game, and it just ended the game.
Yep.
They were not able to play that style of basketball. And they are today. They're doing a great job with it. Waiting for the commit, throwing it over the top. Looks really good.
Brianna Campbell called for that personal foul. First free throw by Haley Rhodes, up and on the money. Haley had a career best 15 points to go with 6 rebounds. Not this last game, but the one before against Ohio. Sophomore from Keller, Texas. The second one up and good. 19-18. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. O'Shayla Scott, pull-up jumper, free throw line too strong. And the first quarter comes to a close. 10 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena. It's Marshall 19, Morehead State 18, as the Thundering Herd goes the last 3 minutes plus without a field goal in the first quarter. We'll come back with our second stanza right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
19-18, Marshall leads Morehead State after one quarter of action at MSU's Johnson Arena. Tom and Wes with you. Whitaker Bank by the numbers check here. Both teams 6 of 15 from the floor in the opening quarter. Both teams with only one made triple. Both teams shooting the free throw pretty well. Marshall at an 86% clip, MSU 71%. Morehead State was trailing in the rebounding battle. They came back to even that at 10-10. And turnovers, 6 by MSU, 7 by Marshall. But, Wes, only one of those Morehead State 6 turnovers caused really by the press.
Absolutely. That's a lot of energy for the Herd to expend to get one turnover.
Eagle basketball as we start the second quarter. Blessing King near the left elbow hands it off to McBride, who pops out to take it. Now to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive right side of the lane, scoops it up too strong. Rebound volleyed around and ends up in Beeman's hands. She'll come the other way herself on the dribble to O'Shayla Scott. Back to Beeman on the right wing. Outside the arc. Bounce pass is intended for Tudor. She couldn't, or make that Matthews. She couldn't haul it in. And Skylar Barnes, the takeaway from Morehead State. Novick back on the floor to run the point for the Eagles. Drives left side, scoops it up and good. Freshman from Belarus looked very nice on that drive. And it's now MSU 20-19 over Marshall. Campbell on the other end has it taken away from her in the lane. Again by Barnes. Here comes MSU. Novick stops at the hash. Out to McBride. Now to Barnes. Low block right side to King. Kicks it out to Haley Rhodes. And back to McBride to reset. 15 to shoot. to Barnes, to Novick at the top of the arc, to Haley Rhodes around to McBride on the left wing, to King at the free throw line, six to shoot as she passes to Barnes, and an offensive foul away from the basketball for an illegal screen on MSU.
Mm.
I believe that was on Barnes.
But Tom, I'm going to give you a Whitaker Bank by the number right here, man. Layups, 5 of 12.
Oh, boy.
5 of 12. They have a one-point lead. Mm. Could you imagine what this game looks like if they're just, if you're hitting 60%?
And that was an
70%.
Issue. Yeah, second half at Presbyterian, same thing. Beeman stops at the free throw line, bounce pass near the corner to Redmond. 3-point try by Mahogany Matthews will lodge between the rim and the backboard. Marshall will keep it on the alternating possession.
Michaela Hall tries to dislodge it, didn't quite make it. Just right there.
So the Herd will inbound baseline on the far side of the basket standard. It will be Aislinn Hayes to trigger. Floats it in to Beeman at the right elbow. Finds Matthews in the lane, cutting to the basket. She lays it up and in, and Marshall goes back out on top, 21-20. Eagles again break the press. McBride stops at the left hash, kicks it back out to Novick. She'll dribble to that left hash and gives it off to McBride. Now to Novick, who cuts to the right side of the floor. Kicks it across to Barnes. Tries to work it in. Instead, kicks it back to Jaden Rhodes. To Novick. Drives right side. Puts it up. Little too strong. Matthews the rebound. Bounce pass ahead to Beeman. Another bounce pass to Peyton Ilderton. And looks like she's called either for a travel or an offensive foul. It'll be a travel. It will be an offensive foul on Ilderton.
That's a good call, Tom Barron. Yep. Good call, Tom Barron. She was out of control when she went through there.
And the trailing official on that play, but he had a good vantage point. Melissa Secchiaroli will check back in for Morehead State as Skylar Barnes will get a breather. Eagles also trying to keep fresh legs on the floor against this defensive pressure. Inbounds comes to Secchiaroli. Right back to Novick. Working against Beeman. Now double-teamed, gets it to Secchiaroli. Gets it across the timeline with 1 second to spare. To Novick. She'll float back out into the logo. To Jaden Rhodes, high left. Straddling the arc. Secchiaroli pops out to take it. Now to Michaela Hall on the floor for the first time. To Charles. Drives the right side. Kicks it to Novick near the corner. Has it deflected away. And a shot clock violation against the Eagles.
Oh, that last second tip on there kept her from getting a shot off.
That's turnover number 8 on MSU. Beeman will slowly work it across midcourt for Marshall. Gets it to Sydney Scott. High right, back to Beeman, high left. Has it knocked away momentarily. Beeman will track it down. Works in against Charles. Kicks it into the far corner to Aislinn Hayes. Out to Matthews. She'll drive against Hall, and Hall will be called for the personal. Good call as she got Matthews with a high forearm.
And MSU has switched back into this man defense, and V. Charles is all over Beeman. It was really impressive defense one-on-one by Charles.
Beeman recorded the first recorded triple-double in Marshall program history against Point Park earlier this season, so she is a threat in so many ways, and to have a defender like Charles to match up with her is very nice for Morehead State. Marshall inbounds baseline, comes out top to Hayes. Gets around Secchiaroli and puts it up with the left hand and through. 23-20 Marshall. Secchiaroli takes the inbound back to Novick. To Secchiaroli near the left sideline. Bounce pass to Novick to get it into front court. Charles, three-pointer right side off the heel of the iron, no. Haley Rhodes almost was able to come away with the rebound, but instead it was Sydney Scott. Marshall in transition, nicely defended by Jaden Rhodes as she denied the pass underneath to Mayer, who would have had an easy layup otherwise. Campbell will trigger the inbound, gets it into Hayes on the left side, works in against Secchiaroli, can't get the layup to fall, but Sekiaroli will be whistled for the personal foul, and that will be number two on Mel. And that will put Aislinn Hayes at the free throw line.
I'll tell you, Tom, the second and fourth quarters are worrying me about this game just because of the fatigue that will set in between you get halftime to rest up for the third. You come into the first fresh.
Aislinn Hayes hits the first free throw.
But it seems like you may be seeing it. Those lanes are much more open than they were.
Second one also on the mark. 6 points now for Hayes. She ties Beeman for team high for Marshall. 25-20, the Herd lead. Matilda Soderlin finds Haley Rhodes to her twin sister Jaden, who lays it in. Good ball sharing there by Morehead State to get that basket. Here's a three-point try, right side by Tudor, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Campbell. Just about runs over Veronica Charles. Her shot in the lane is contested, and Morehead State the rebound. Here comes Novick in a hurry. Gives it off to Jaden Rhodes. Tried to take it up. Ball stripped away, but a foul coming on Marshall. That will go on Brianna Campbell. That is her second. And it will put Morehead State at the free throw line. Actually, they're going to say Morehead State will inbound baseline. I thought Rhodes was in the act of shooting when she was fouled there.
I did too.
Instead, Novick will rebound baseline. Oh. Floats it out top to Haley Rhodes, to Charles now at the apex of the arc. Marshall, man-to-man defensively in the half court. Novick takes it in the center circle. 15 to shoot, 5:40 to play, second quarter. Haley Rhodes now near the left hash. One bounce to Jaden Rhodes. Give and go from Jaden to Haley. Her shot is blocked by Beeman. Novick gets it. Two to shoot. Gets to Soderlin. Pull up in the lane. Good. Just as the shot clock expires. 25-24. Marshall the lead in the ball. Beeman the other way. Stops right elbow. Kicks far corner to Sydney Scott. Her three-point try too short, but Charles cannot corral the carom, and it goes out of bounds baseline. Marshall will get it back.
Oh, it's just about. V reached two or three times as she was lunging for that. So close. But what about the awareness by Soderlin down here with the shot clock winding down?
Didn't panic. Got a good open look in the lane and connected. Beeman will float it in out top to Rochella Scott. Picked up right there by Haley Rhodes. Hayes comes out to take it, drives left side, kicks it cross court. Three-pointer attempted by Redmond. Too strong, but another offensive rebound for Beeman. Picks up her dribble at the top of the arc. Goes to Redmond at the right hash, out straight away to Scott between the rings. Left, right side of the lane to Matthews. Turnaround move in the lane, shot off the mark. Here comes McBride for MSU in a hurry. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, up and under move, and she lays it through. And the Eagles reclaim the lead as we tick under the five-minute mark of the second quarter. Near turnover on the other end, but Rochella Scott maintains control. Gets it out to Beeman at the right hash, just in front of Kayla Petria. About a 30-foot three-pointer by Beeman is way too strong, and Morehead State the rebound.
That would have made Caitlin Clark proud.
Yeah. Novick standing dribble now. Tries a crossover, spins into the lane, kicks it far corner to Haley Rhodes, out to McBride, steps into a three, it rims in and out. Rebound will be swatted base or sideline near side, last touch by Morehead State, and that will take us to a media timeout. 4:04 remaining in the first half. We've got a great one going right now. Morehead State leading Marshall 26-25. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Quite a ball game going on at Moorhead State's Ellis Johnson Arena as MSU's Eagles hold a 26-25 lead over their rivals from just up I-64, the Marshall Thundering Herd. Tom and Wes with you. West Moorhead State in this second quarter has taken better care of the basketball and playing some pretty solid defenses. They've held Marshall scoreless over the last 2 minutes, 19 seconds. They're 0 of their last 6 from the floor.
Whew, they really are. It looks like a different team. I think they're enjoying this pace a little bit. This is not their typical style that they run, but they're especially, like you said, they're intense on defense. They have made some adjustments on that end, which is great to see. And, man, I'm kind of astounded.
Another takeaway for Moorhead State. Novick jumps the passing route, gives it to Jaden Rhodes in transition. Back to Novick, thought about the three, instead out to Soderlund at the left hash. Novick curls around and will take it to reset. Floats to the left. Gives it up to McBride near the sideline. 8 to shoot. McBride drives off the angle left side, goes under, lays it up and in. It rolled around and finally fell.
Boy, and Paris McBride has shown up tonight.
Marshall quickly the other way. Rochella Scott stops near the low block. Fadeaway jumper in the lane off the mark as Skylar Barnes defended her well. Barnes with the rebound as well to Novick. Up the middle of the floor, finds Soderlund open for a three, right side off the back of the iron. No, rebound tipped by Barnes into the hands of Beeman, who dribbles the other way for Marshall. Nice bounce pass, but deflected away beautifully by MSU. It was intended for Matthews in transition, but the Eagles able to swat it out of bounds. Wholesale changes again for Marshall. Three fresh faces on the floor. By the time we reset the lineup, it's going to change again. Inbounds comes in to Hayes. Works it in against McBride, and McBride says, get that out of here. She swats the shot out of bounds.
Yeah, the scorekeeper is earning their pay for tonight.
Yeah. And you're right. McBride has showed up on both ends of the floor for MSU tonight. Inbounds floated out to Beeman. Takes it to the free throw line. It's cut off. She'll try again against Barnes. Kicks it near side to Aislinn Hayes, who cans the three-pointer. And we are all square at 28. Barnes drives left side. Turnaround jumper too strong, but she was fouled in the process. And I believe she'll go to the free throw line here. Meredith Mayer picking up that foul. That will be her first personal.
I think Mayer bailed her out on that one. That was a pretty tough shot selection.
A little
right
out
there.
Of control. Barnes right on the money with the first free throw. Skyler came into the game at 66.7% from the line. Makes them both on that trip. Barnes now with 4 points on the night. Beeman dribbles into the front court, gives it to Mayer. Now to Sydney Scott on the left wing, guarded by Soderlund. Her pass into the lane, taken away by Skylar Barnes. Three on two the other way. She'll take it by herself, overshoots the rim, and the rebound to Marshall. It was Sydney Scott to Beeman. Here comes the Hurd. Euro step by Beeman, but she has the ball knocked away. It's picked up on the low block by Tudor. Back out to Mayer, who gives it off to the curling Hayes. Into the lane, pull-up jumper from 10, no good. Morehead State rebound. I think it was Jaden Rhodes. Gets it to Novick, now to McBride into the front court. Stops near the Eagle Eye logo. Over to Novick, high right. Working against Mayer, has the ball knocked away from behind by Hayes, and they say Novick touched it last, and Marshall will get it back on the MSU turnover.
Boy, and on that last break for Marshall there, you had a three-on-two opportunity against Jaden and Paris, and Jaden and Paris held up.
Yes, they did. Marshall now one of their last 10 from the field as they get set to come 94 feet. Morehead State drops back into the half court defensively. And Aislinn Hayes will slowly walk it through the center circle into the front court. Gives to Mayer, high right. Back to Hayes. Quick pass down low to Matthews. Good ball movement. It ends up back in the hands of Mayer. And she'll rattle home a triple from the high right. And that will put Marshall back on top, 31-30. Charles takes the inbounds, gets double-teamed, gets it off to McBride. Ahead to Haley Rhodes just across midcourt. Finds Jaden in the lane, back out to Charles. She'll kick it back out to McBride to reset. McBride calls signals and floats near the left hash. Comes back around to the top of the arc, double-teamed, tries to float it to Barnes, but read very well by Sydney Scott, and they're saying that Barnes touched it last before it went out of bounds. Barnes would have advised just to let that go, and I'm not so sure she touched it anyway. But Marshall will get it. Leading by one with just under a minute to go in the half. Beeman to Mayer, back to Beeman in the center circle. Now goes right side to Hayes. She takes it in one-on-one against McBride, kicks it out to Mayer, and Morehead State's Skylar Barnes will be called for the bumping foul. It's only the fourth team foul on Morehead State and the first against Barnes, so Marshall not quite in the bonus. Rochella Scott will inbound near sideline, gets it in to Beeman. To Mayer. Back to Beeman. Left wing to the curling Rochella Scott. She'll dribble back out to the top of the key, working against Haley Rhodes. To the curling Hayes. Finds Matthews on the baseline, tried to force it up, overshot everything. Morehead State now the other way after the rebound. Charles, bounce pass out to McBride. The Eagles can play for the last shot with 20 seconds to go in the first half. McBride clears players out, hands it off to Charles. Back to McBride. Nine to play. McBride against Matthews. Five to go. McBride drives into the lane, has it blocked, gets it back, puts it up, won't go. Jaden Rhodes got the rebound and put it up and in, but after the clock had expired. So 20 minutes in the books, and it's been quite an entertaining game so far here at Johnson Arena. A one-point affair as Marshall will go to the locker room up 31-30 over Morehead State. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Halftime at Johnson Arena on the campus of Moorhead State University, and got a great ball game going on right now. Marshall leading MSU 31-30. Tom and Wes with you here, and Wes, as we look back over the first 20 minutes of this ball game and think back to some of the keys we had discussed, what jumps out at you as some of your impressions?
Well, this is an exciting game. You know, most of the times I say it'd be more exciting to listen on the radio. Not today. You should probably either be here or watching on ESPN Plus because this is fun basketball, Tom. The biggest thing I noticed is, you know, Moorhead State has a two turnover advantage on Marshall. They have a two offensive rebound disadvantage, which means we got a net zero.
Yeah,
we have a net zero in the extra possessions. That's why you're seeing this game played as tight and as well as it is. It is going to be the key in the second half, is to make sure that that pressure, that speed, that tempo does not lead to turnovers.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Marshall only two of its last 11 on field goal tries in the first half. Moorhead State limiting this high-octane Marshall offense that thrives off of transition play to just 12 points in that second quarter.
And a Whitaker Bank by the number right here, layups, 8 of 19 for the Eagles. Imagine what could have been in that first half.
Yes.
If they could have just hit, oh my goodness, 60%, 70%, we're talking about a completely different ballgame altogether. And some of those 19 are probably throw up, you know, they're just tossing them up. But most of those were good, clean looks, good, clean layups. They just put a little bit too much on.
31-30, halftime score. Marshall by a single digit over Moorhead State. We'll take this break and come back with our halftime MSU feature, and then a little bit later take a closer look at some of your halftime numbers and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. This edition of Moorhead State Today was recorded in the offices of our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So at the most recent Board of Regents meeting, of course, they covered lots of topics, mm-hmm. but the two that we're here to talk about today are some new facilities on campus, and one of those is a residence hall. I believe they heard the results of a feasibility study. Can you mm-hmm. kind of summarize that for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. As you know, our campus is doing a lot of renovation, primarily a lot of painting and carpet replacement and broken windows and doors and all kinds of things. But we're also, as you know, building two new buildings, one of which our Board of Regents just approved at our homecoming meeting. And it's going to be a new residence hall. Right now, we're looking at a residence hall that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of holding about 300 to 320 students. So we're excited about it.
We're also looking at a science and engineering ability. Can you talk about the need for that and where we are at that process?
Yes. About a year to year and a half ago, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not Moorhead State University, appropriated $98 million to build a new science and engineering building here on our campus. Lappin Hall, which we house most of our science in right now, was built in the 30s, I believe 1937, 36, 37, 38. So it's approaching 85 to 90 years old as well, and just not a good place to be teaching science. We're going to be building 120,000 square foot, four-story, pretty massive new science and engineering building, and that will actually be on the downhill slope, or actually in the parking lots below Hal McDowell Building. Right now we're in the architectural planning process. It's coming along very good. I would think you would see some activity over there this coming summer, summer of 2024, and a whole lot of noise probably in the fall of 24. And it's probably going to take about 2.5 years from that point to construct the building and get in it. And it will replace Lappin and Lloyd Cassidy.
Lots of updates on campus. Thank you so much for explaining them to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
This has been Moorhead State Today with our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan. I'm Samantha Morrill. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
31-30, Marshall leading Morehead State at halftime here at Johnson Arena. And what has been a very exciting and entertaining women's college basketball game up to this point. Let's take a Whitaker Bank by the numbers dive into our first half statistics. Marshall 10 of 30 from the floor, 33%, only 3 of 13 from long range, 23%, 8 of 9 from the free throw stripe, 89%. Morehead State 11 of 28 overall, 39%, 1 of 6 from deep, 17%. Came in as one of the best three-point shooting teams in the OVC, but they're struggling from deep today. And 7 of 9 from the free throw line, 78%. Marshall has turned it over 12 times. Morehead State only 10 against a Thundering Herd defense that forces 24 a game this season. Rebounding, Marshall the slight edge, 20 to 18. Also a 7 to 5 advantage on the offensive glass for the Thundering Herd. Balanced scoring both ways. So far tonight, 9 points leads the way for Aislinn Hayes. For Marshall, 6 points each for Mahogany Matthews, Abby Beeman, and Meredith Mayer, and 2 points each for Tudor and Sydney Scott. For Morehead State, it's Paris McBride leading the way off the bench with 7 points, 6 for Haley Rhodes, 5 for Katie Novick, 4 points for Skylar Barnes, and 2 points each for Soderlund, Jaden Rhodes, Veronica Charles, and Blessing King. Again, 31-30. Marshall leads Morehead State at the half. We'll come back and get set for our second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
31-30, Marshall with that 1 point advantage over Morehead State, getting set for second half to begin here at MSU's Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Those first 20 minutes, Wes, be hard to top, but one thing that I know Coach Kayla Petrie would like to see happen is a few more layups go down the drain.
she's probably back there saying, put it on the glass,
yes.
Put it on the glass. She's dying when you see 8 of 19 on the layups, and you're at a one-point disadvantage. Yes. It's driving her crazy. What I'm really looking for, I feel like Morehead needs to build just a little bit of a lead going into the fourth. this pace, that rotation system that the herd is using with the line shifts, like the hockey line shifts, I think it's going to wear on him. I think you got to have a couple of points buffer when you go into that fourth quarter.
This game has been played within a 9-point window. Marshall's largest lead, 6. Morehead State's largest lead, 3. So it has been tight all night long. Eagles will get first crack here in the second half as Seki Aroli will inbound to Novick, who walks it across midcourt, splitting the center circle. Charles goes to the floor as pass was intended for her. Beeman comes up with it. She'll drive all the way the other way, but her shot blocked beautifully by Blessing King. And Novick the rebound. Double team gets it to Seki Aroli. Got 3 seconds to get it across the timeline. Will she do it? No, she will not. Barely not able to get it across, but a 10-second violation.
Oh, she was in stride. Yeah. I mean, right there.
So turnover via turnover. And Beeman will walk it into the front court for Marshall. She'll angle to the right, hands it to the curling Hayes. Out to Rochella Scott, working it in against Haley Rhodes. Back out to Hayes, drives left side, her floater way too strong, gets her own miss, hands it off underneath to C.C. Mays, who goes up strong, puts it up and through, and draws the foul.
And flexes for the bench.
That'll go against Veronica Charles for Morehead State. Her first personal of the night and the first of the quarter on the Eagles. And V will get a rest as McBride checks back in. C.C. Mays will step to the line for a possible and one. 83% free throw shooter coming in on the year. First trip to the line tonight. It's airborne and it's good. And the lead balloons now to 4 for Marshall. 34-30 as MSU inbounds against that full court Marshall pressure. Novick across midcourt on the right base or sideline. Gets it to McBride, to Seki Aroli on the left wing. Thought about the 3, instead passes it up and gets it back out to McBride. Right back to Seki Aroli, now to Novick. Around to Haley Rhodes, high right, to Seki Aroli straight away. To Novick on the left wing. Fakes the 3, tries to drive, gets cut off. Out to Rhodes, to Seki Aroli. 3-pointer right side off the back of the iron. No good. Novick couldn't haul it in. King got it, put it back up, but she's blocked nicely by Matthews. Now Beeman the other way. Floats 1 to Rochella Scott. Tried to catch and shoot while she was airborne and couldn't get it to go. Seki Aroli the rebound for Morehead State. To McBride, back to Seki Aroli, who will get it across midcourt on the right side. Keeps on trucking. Euro step off the glass and through. Back to a 2-point game. Marshall 34-32 with the ball. Beeman dribbles from hand to hand against Novick. Gets a screen. Floater in the lane. Too strong. Ball tapped away. Novick comes up with it. Had Haley Rhodes open on the other end. Didn't see her. To Seki Aroli, right wing. Out to McBride. Floats down the arc to the right. Gives it off to Seki Aroli. Bounce pass. Free throw line to King. To McBride. On the wing right side, into the lane, her floater rolls and goes.
Boy, talk about hitting layups. We've had 2 back-to-back circus shots.
Yeah. And we're back to all square at 34. Played about 2.5 minutes in the third quarter. Bounce pass in the lane to Hayes, who forces it up. It won't go, but she draws contact and will get free throws. I believe McBride will be whistled for that personal.
Yeah, Paris got there. She was inside that restricted area, and she was still moving a little bit on that one. That's a pretty good call.
Second on her, and the second of the quarter on Morehead State. So Aislinn Hayes back to the free throw line for Marshall. First one up, rims in and out.
But, Tom, this is the Paris McBride that we had hoped to see last year.
Yeah.
Man, look at that. Leading the team in points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, playing amazing defense.
And to her credit, there was still question even coming into this season if she would be able to see action because of that lingering knee issue. But she's playing some quality minutes tonight in an up-tempo game. Second free throw does go. And so Marshall back to a 1-point advantage. McBride triggers the inbound to come 94 feet. Gets it into Novick. spins around a defender, passes it across midcourt down near the left corner to Soderlund. To Haley Rhodes, drive, scoops with the left hand. It won't go, but she picks up a blocking foul on Marshall. And that will go against Tudor.
Boy, how nice of an and one and being on that one.
Oh, yeah. I like the aggressiveness we're seeing from Haley Rhodes attacking the rim tonight.
Yeah, and you can tell that Coach Petrie is using the scouting port against Coach Caldwell because, you know, when they scouted Morehead State, they're saying, oh, they love the three. They're taking, you know, 20 a game. They're shooting 40, 35%, whatever. And so they're giving these ball or, you know, these shot fakes as soon as they touch the ball out there and everybody's leaving their feet, giving them great driving lanes.
Haley Rhodes on the mark with the first free throw. Second one up by the Keller, Texas sophomore. Rattles in and out. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and the baseline official says last touched by Marshall. So Morehead State will get another chance. Shot clock will reset to 20. Game clock at 7:23 here in the third quarter. Inbounds to Soderlund, far corner. Out straight away to Novick. Puts it on the floor, loses control, taken away by Mays. Two on one the other way. Goes up against Novick. And a whistle and a foul, late whistle. It looked like Novick might have gotten a clean block, but too much body underneath, and the freshman will pick up the personal foul. And Marshall, I think, will go to the free throw line. C.C. Mays will be back at the stripe.
And that was a good play by Novick, but you're right. She got a little bit of body, and she was late. She was behind the offensive player. You're almost always going to get that foul called on you in that situation.
Second foul on Novick tonight. Third of the quarter on Morehead State as Mays is about to shoot another free throw. It's up. It's good. Mays, you got it, man. 35-35 ball game. Or 36-35, excuse me. Marshall with the lead. Second one up. Also good. Mays will go to the bench after hitting those free throws, and Aislinn Hayes back onto the floor for the Thundering Herd. McBride will trigger the baseline inbound. Gets it into Novick, back to McBride. Double teamed, back to Novick. Ahead across midcourt to Haley Rhodes, ahead to her sister Jaden on the low block. Kicks it back out to McBride, high left. To Novick, floats to the left. Out high on the floor, guarded by Matthews, post player against point guard. Novick takes it in the lane against her, scoops it up and off the window and good. Novick recognized she had the mismatch as far as footwork and ball handling and took advantage.
Freshman point guard hunting mismatches, that's wonderful. My goodness.
All square at 37. Sydney Scott, high left, rotates top of the arc, kicks it to the cutting Ilderton on the baseline, and an offensive foul coming against Ilderton as she tried to take it to the basket and runs over a Morehead State defender in the process. That's number three on Ilderton, and she'll be replaced by Brianna Campbell. For the Eagles, Skylar Barnes will check back in, and Soderlund will head to the bench. That continued full court pressure by Marshall. Novick takes the inbound, gets it to McBride. She'll work it up the left side into the front court. Cross court to Barnes. Into the lane, turnaround jumper off the front of the iron. No. Rebound tip to Campbell. She'll come the other way for MU. Stops to the right of the arc. Now she'll rotate around the top, and a blocking foul called by Skylar Barnes trying to pick up the charge, but a good call as Barnes wasn't quite set.
And it's interesting, you know, we see Barnes come in. Coach Petrie is keeping a pretty tight rotation still. She's not subbing a lot more than usual at this point. So she's got a lot of confidence of them being able to stay with them.
Eagle defense continues to stay strong. Marshall without a field goal over the last 3:15. Offensive foul, an illegal screen called against Sydney Scott out on the perimeter. So another Marshall turnover. That will be their 14th. Morehead State with only 13 giveaways. McBride trying to inbound from the near baseline. She'll throw it off of the leg of a Marshall defender, but Morehead State's bench called a timeout to avoid the five-second violation, and that will go as a media timeout. We'll step out with 5:58 to play in the third quarter, and we are all square, MSU and Marshall, 37 apiece here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA pork baby back ribs are specially priced for just $2.99 a pound. Two large bottles of fresh-squeezed Our Family orange juice, only $7. That's right, two large jugs of fresh orange juice, just $7. And the large 48-ounce carton of Ben & Jerry's ice cream is only $3.99. Warm up your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
37-37, MSU and Marshall, 5:58 to play, third quarter at Johnson Arena. A dandy of a women's college basketball matchup here tonight. Tom and Wes with you. And Wes, a lot of what we expected to happen has happened, but quite frankly, Morehead State has done some things very well that we thought they might struggle against, one of those being turnovers. They had six in the first quarter and only seven since.
Absolutely, and dandy. What a great word, Tom Lewis. It's like the 50s. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, son. Eagle basketball. It's Paris McBride working across the timeline against Campbell. Floats to the right. Barnes curls out to take it. Gets it to Novick on the left wing. Crossover, lost control, got it back to Jaden Rhodes. Low block, and an offensive foul on Jaden. Her off arm was a little too active against the defender.
I think he called that foul because he missed the carry from Novick.
Jaden will check out. I think she was replaced by her twin sister, Haley. Beeman will walk it through the center circle into the front court. Gives to Campbell, high left, back to Beeman. Guarded by Novick, man-to-man. One-handed pass. Outside the arc, near side, now back out to Campbell. Campbell working against Barnes. Barnes blocks the shot, has it ripped out of her hands by Mays, and then an offensive foul called on Mays as Barnes reestablished position down low. Man, Barnes, she's a guard, but she plays with such confidence on that low block.
She really does. And Mays, that's an intense player right there, Tom.
Yeah. Eagles get it back. McBride up the far sideline against Beeman. Gets it into the front court, and Beeman finally called for the foul, riding McBride a little too close along that sideline.
And looking at this backcourt of Novick and McBride, Coach Petrie's had a lot of confidence in them. They have played together a lot tonight.
Charles on the bench right now. Veronica with only 2 points tonight. She's played 14 minutes, but It's been fairly quiet. McBride, on the other hand, has made her presence known pretty well as she makes the free throw. And she moves into double digits with 10 points now. Second free throw up, also good. And MSU now up 39-37. Blessing King back on the floor, or make that Veronica Charles back on the floor for Morehead State as Katie Novick will get a breather. Beeman with the basketball. Guarded by Charles. Beeman goes behind the back, kicks it to Campbell. Catch and shoot three from the right wing is right on the money. Right in the face of Skylar Barnes.
Boy, that was well defended.
Yeah, it was.
That was just a great shot.
Barnes takes the pass in the front court, stops at the free throw line, gets it back out to McBride. Morehead State will set the offense. McBride takes it into the key, kicks left wing to Charles, working against Beeman. Crosses over, stops left low block, goes cross court to Barnes, cutting in, hits the side of the backboard with the shot, but she's fouled on the body in the process. And I believe that will go against Mahogany Matthews. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And Marshall is clinging to a 40-39 lead over Morehead State. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Back at Johnson Arena, Marshall leading Morehead State 40-39. 4.5 minutes to go in quarter number three in what has been a heck of a basketball game so far. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Morehead State 14 of 34 on the evening, 41% from the field. They've limited Marshall to only 12 of 37, 32%. Neither team shooting all that well from long range. MSU 1 of 7, Marshall 4 of 14. Both teams pretty solid at the free throw line. Marshall, a 1-rebound advantage. Make that a 2-rebound advantage, 24 to 22. The Eagles with 14 turnovers. Marshall with 15. Leading scorer for Morehead State, Paris McBride. Impressive outing with 11 points so far. And the only player in double figures for Marshall, Aislinn Hayes, with 10. Wes, as we are just past the midpoint of quarter number three, your thoughts on what Morehead State needs to do to get this done and seal the deal here?
Oh, boy, Tom. They've got it. I hate to say this. It's the worst answer ever. Keep doing what you're doing, yeah. Right? Keep doing what you're doing. Mainly, that is... They're playing great defense against the drive. They are. They're stopping the ball. They're getting in position behind the first defender. They're playing it very disciplined. They're doing a great job with that. I would say something that would be an enhancement at this point, they normally take 30 threes a game. They take a 7.
Wow.
They've got a couple of opportunities to where they get the shot, and they've passed. I'd like to see a couple of those. They shoot them good, 36% clip.
Yes. Barnes ties the game at 40 with the first free throw, misses the second. Marshall, the defensive rebound. Rochella Scott, standing dribble high left, has it knocked away momentarily by Charles, but she gets it back. Picked up by Hayes. To Redmond, who loses the handle, and a tie-up as Paris McBride goes to the floor. Aislinn Hayes comes in and gets a piece of the basketball as well, and Marshall will keep it. Hayes almost went over Paris McBride's back there on the floor to get a piece of that basketball.
Almost. Almost.
Almost. Baseline inbound for the Herd. Comes in out top to Brianna Campbell. Working against Skylar Barnes. Step back jumper. No good from about 16. Barnes the rebound. Gets it ahead to Charles. She's tripped up as she nears midcourt. No call. We'll have, I think, another tie-up, and Morehead State will keep it, but that was definitely a foul that went uncalled.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they clipped her right on the thigh as she was running.
Charles having a conversation with one of the officials about what happened, but it will be Eagle basketball.
But that shows you how valuable some of those tie-ups.
Yeah.
You know, when you got the jump ball down here from Charles, now you've got the possession going back to Morehead State.
Arrow. That's right. So Barnes will inbound near midcourt. Far sideline. Gets it in to McBride. She'll walk it back across the timeline near the right sideline at the hash. Now crosses over. Takes it into the lane. Loses control. Taken by Beeman. Ahead to Campbell. Hesitates. Has her shot partially blocked by Blessing King. Ball will go out of bounds on the baseline. Marshall will keep possession. Shot clock at 23.
Oh, Barnes almost skied for that rebound.
Yep.
See what I did there? Sky.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Skyler Barnes. Campbell floats it in out top to Rochella Scott. Takes it down the left side of the lane against Haley Rhodes. Misses the layup, but Rhodes breaks Scott across the arm and will be called for the personal. Scott will get two freebies. It's personal number one on Haley. Sixth of the quarter on the Eagles. So Rochella Scott, the former SEMO Redhawk, at the line. First free throw right on the money. Played her first two seasons at Southeast Missouri, transferred to Marshall last year, and was second team All-Sunbelt Conference last season for the Herd. Makes the second, and the Herd lead now back to two at 42-40. 3:37 to go. Katie Novick back on the floor for Morehead State. Paris McBride, a much-deserved breather.
And free throw's pretty even, 16-15 for Marshall.
And both teams shooting them pretty well. Eagles again face full court pressure. Charles with the dribble across midcourt through the Eagle beat. Floats to the right, now back to the left. Takes it into the lane, stops low block. Back out to Novick on the apex of the arc. Lost the handle momentarily, dives to the floor, gets it, and finds Blessing King to Soderlund. Seven to shoot. Novick will try a three high left off the front of the iron. No. Right there for the putback, though, Veronica Charles. And we're again tied at 42. Campbell the other way. Takes it into the lane. Scoops it up. No good. Blocked away by Novick, but Novick got her with the body. Katie Novick picks up her third personal foul. And again, four substitutions for Marshall.
Boy, eight lead changes and six ties.
I believe this game still played within a nine-point window, with Marshall's largest lead being six. Morehead State's at three. So Brianna Campbell to the line. Campbell came into the game a 77% free throw shooter. Bends the knees, puts it up in the air, and splash.
That third foul on Novick's a pretty big deal.
It is.
She's really been the pressure relief valve off this press.
Agreed. Second free throw up by Campbell, also good. And that fourth substitution now comes in as it's Matthews replacing the free throw shooter Campbell. Paris McBride will inbound to Veronica Charles. Bounce pass right to McBride. Again, full court pressure from the Thundering Herd, and McBride draws the foul. Coming toward midcourt, Sydney Scott got her with the body. And that will put McBride at the line as Morehead State's in the bonus. Second foul on Scott. Substitution for the Herd as Ilderton is replaced by Mayer. McBride trying to add to her team leading 11 points, and she does. It's the first, one more to come. Marshall lead back down to one. It could be a tie ball game if McBride connects here. She does. Beeman across midcourt with the dribble to Rochella Scott. Works to the hole but has her shot rejected beautifully by Haley Rhodes.
Boy, got the lane, but the help came quick. Haley cut right across, and oh, wow, what a wonderful block.
Marshall keeps it. Baseline inbound from Campbell to Beeman. Faked the pass and then took it uncontested to the hole and puts Marshall back up 46-44. Charles against the full court pressure. Up to the task. Bounce pass back to McBride in the logo. She'll float high right over near the hash. Now works it in against Campbell. Kicks it near side to Soderlund, out to Charles on the wing. Takes it into the lane. Up and under with a left hand shot. Contested. No good. Beeman the rebound. Ahead to Campbell. Coming up the right side. Working against McBride. Loses the handle. Gets it back out to Sydney Scott. Now to Campbell. Into the lane. Kicks it near corner to Beeman. Picked up by Charles. Beeman. Step back three-pointer. Right wing. No good. And it will bounce over the top of the backboard. And Morehead State will get it back.
Boy, another one from real deep. She was 5 feet behind the line on that one.
Beeman came into this game averaging 16.5 points. The Eagles have held her to 8 so far tonight, and largely because of the nice defense man-to-man by Veronica Charles. McBride throws over the top to Soderlund between the rings. She'll just pass it back to McBride in the logo. Right hash to Seki Aroli back in the game for Morehead State. Couple of dribbles. Picks it up to McBride. 9 to shoot. McBride, through a double team, gets it to Blessing King. Kicks far corner to Seki Aroli. Three-pointer on the money! And Morehead State goes back up 47-46. Great ball movement and a beautiful finish by Seki Aroli.
Hand in the face and a little bit of contact on that one.
Beeman on the pick and roll. Gets it to Matthews. She takes it up strong. Shot blocked, but she's fouled by Blessing King and will get free throws.
Oh, I did not see that one. Blessing seemed to hold her ground. Yeah. Pierce was the one that came around from the behind and got that block, and that was clean.
Yeah. So, Mahogany Matthews back to the line. She missed her only free throw try so far tonight. Michaela Hall checks back in for Morehead State. King to the bench.
That's
King
three
now
on
with
King.
Three, yeah.
King, Rhodes, and Novick.
First free throw by Matthews is good. Tie again, 47-47, 1:14 to play in the third quarter. But if you're Morehead State, you got to love this score. 48-47 now, Marshall. But to keep Marshall under 50 with almost 30 minutes in the books, it was a great defensive effort. Charles splits defenders on the other end, scoop and score, and a foul.
Boy, at some point you wonder why V. Charles is quiet, and yeah, then she just explodes.
She reminds you.
My goodness.
Charles wearing a wrap on her left leg that extends from the top of her thigh all the way down into her shoe. I told her before the game she looks like a track star, and she ran the floor like one right there. Looking for the and one here. Misses. But rebound tipped out of bounds by Matthews of Marshall, and Morehead State will get it back.
Big possession with a minute left. Here's where they need that little bit of cushion. Get a couple extra points here.
Seki Aroli will trigger baseline near side. Gets it into Hall in the left corner to McBride. Out high left on the wing. Working against Campbell. Across to Charles. Crossover dribble. Takes it left side. Bounce pass back out to Seki Aroli straight away. 5 to shoot. Now to McBride. Puts it on the floor. Drives right side. Tries to force it up. It's blocked, and shot clock violation, and I think McBride took a shot to the leg. She seems to be okay now. She was briefly holding her left leg after that shot.
There's a lot of contact on that one.
There was. Beeman works the right side of the lane. Underneath, kicks it back out top to Ilderton. Drives, shoots, can't get it to go. And a whistle and a foul. And an offensive foul coming against Ilderton.
I believe that was McBride that drew that one.
Yeah, I believe it was. Make that Hayes on that drive instead of Ilderton. So Aislinn Hayes will pick up the foul. And that's her first. 28 seconds to play, third quarter. Morehead State can play for the last shot if they want to. Charles to McBride to Soderlund, back out to McBride near the right hash. Cross to Charles. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass back out to McBride on the right wing. Straight away to Soderlund, who swings it around the horn to Secchiaroli. Seven to play. To Charles. Drives. Kicks at the hall. Layup is good. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. And Morehead State matching its largest lead so far tonight, 51-48, with 10 minutes to go in this ball game. Again, a scoring drought for Marshall. No field goals in the last 2 minutes, 41 seconds. We'll take a break and come back with our final stanza after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
About to start the fourth quarter at Morehead State's Johnson Arena, and the Eagles, with a bucket to end quarter number three, have their largest lead of the night, but that's only 3 points, 51-48 against the Marshall Thundering Herd. Still a lot of time and a lot of basketball to play, Wes.
10 minutes at this pace is going to feel like 20.
Yes.
I can't believe we're just down to the fourth quarter. My goodness.
Not complaining, though, as exciting as this game has been. It has been nip and tuck the whole way. Marshall's largest lead of the night, only 6 points. And as I mentioned, Morehead State currently equaling its largest at 3. So neither team has been able to assert itself to the point of really saying it has control of the basketball game.
Hey, and, you know, talking about by the numbers by Whitaker Bank, look at this. Turnovers. 18-17, offensive rebounds 11-8. So they're a net positive two, Marshall is. That's a whole lot of work to do this full court, trapping press, running the ball every time you get a rebound, every time you get a turnover.
Yep.
That's a lot of work for a plus two.
Absolutely is. Give Morehead State a lot of credit for handling that full court pressure as well as they have so far tonight.
And for the most part, they've handled it 2-on-3 or 3-on-4, which has been great.
Yeah.
They've had the extra person across the half-court line to be able to feed down the court.
Right. Marshall will have the basketball to start our final quarter. Hayes will inbound, get it into Campbell in the backcourt. She'll walk it across the timeline, and I think we had a clock issue. Slow to start.
Ah.
2 seconds ran off the game clock, only one off the shot clock. I'm not sure how that happens, but they didn't fix it. C.C. Mays tries to float it to Beeman in the corner. Overshot her, but Matthews there to corral it. Out to Campbell on the left wing. Working against Charles. Dribbles it off of a foot. Picked up outside by Hayes. Gives it off to Matthews, working in against Hall. Kicks it to Mays on the near side. Floater in the lane, too short. Hall the rebound. She's tied up immediately by Campbell. Morehead State will get the basketball.
Another excellent defensive possession. They just wouldn't give them a clear line of sight to the rim.
McBride again will trigger the inbound. Gets it into Sekiaroli. One bounce back to McBride. She'll work it one-on-one against Hayes. Passes ahead to Soderlund between the rings. She'll give it back to McBride in the logo to reset. Now to Soderlund, to Sekiaroli, around to the left wing to Charles. Drives in against Campbell, gets cut off. To Soderlund, catch and shoot. Three, bottom of the net. Morehead State's largest lead now, 6 points. That equals Marshall's largest lead of the game, 54-48. Campbell working one-on-one into the lane against Charles, up and in off the glass. Nice aggressive play by Brianna Campbell. Back to a four-point game.
They pulled the help out with Matthews, which took Hall out of the paint.
McBride working against Beeman. Gets it across midcourt. Keeps on trucking into the lane. Kicks it to Sekiaroli. Out to Charles. High right. Backs it out a couple of steps and now moves forward against Campbell. Stops at the apex of the arc. Charles wants a clear out. Instead, she'll give it up to McBride straight away. McBride floats to the right and an illegal screen called against Morehead State's Sekiaroli. First foul of the quarter on Morehead State, and for Sekiaroli, personal number three.
That is a tough mental error right there. You got the momentum. Everything's going your way, and turnover.
Beeman will run the point this trip down for the Herd. Left elbow gives it off to Matthews, cutting down the lane. She'll miss the layup, but she's bumped by Hall, who will be called for the personal, and Mahogany Matthews will go back to the line for free throws.
And that was the right call. That's where they missed Blessing King. The agility to come out of that pick and roll and already be set instead of having to catch up to her as she gets to the rim.
Foul number two on Hall as Matthews will shoot two. First one right on the money. Matthews now on the night with 9 points.
If Coach Petrie, you've got to be thinking about King, Novick, and Rhodes over there on the bench. Three fouls stinks, but those are your horses for this
getting
game.
Getting into clutch time for sure. Matthews makes both free throws, joins Hayes in double figures with 10 points. Soderlund for Morehead State on the right wing, kicks it back out near the center circle to McBride. Back to Soderlund on the right hash. One bounce, gives it up to Charles. Drives left side, kicks it out to McBride. She takes it to the low block, gets around her defender, but misses the turnaround layup. Matthews the rebound to Beeman. Two on two the other way. Euro step, count the basket, and Sekiaroli called for the personal foul. Just when Morehead State seems to have the momentum, Marshall fights back with a 6-0 run to tie it back up.
What a big swing, and that came off of a bad layup.
Yep.
Right? That once you give Marshall the opportunity to take a short defensive rebound and get it down the court, you put yourself at a disadvantage.
Morehead State now 13 of 27 on layup attempts tonight. So Beeman at the line. First one, or the only one as good as she completes the three-point play. And puts Marshall back up by one. Rochella Scott replaces Beeman. Novick back on the floor for Morehead State, triggering the inbound. Gets it into Charles, right back to Novick. Working against Rochella Scott, passes ahead out of a double team to Haley Rhodes to Charles. Pull-up jumper from 12, bounces around, won't go, fight for the rebound. Charles skies to get it. Got her own miss, now circles back around and lays it in with the left hand. Nobody picked her up. Eagles back up by one, 56-55. 7.5 to play. CeCe Mays has her pocket picked by McBride. Novick drives to the floor for the loose ball. Now to McBride up the left sideline, guarded closely and too closely by Ashley Tudor, who's called for the personal foul for bumping.
Paris has now mastered the art of getting to that outside, getting to that sideline, and forcing them to come across and try to clip her. She got a lot of fouls called that way. But V. Charles misses the shot, skies for the rebound, smallest player on the court, backs it out, spins, and goes back in for the layup. Crazy play.
Crazy. Novick takes the inbound pass for Morehead State. Works around a screen by King, gets double-teamed and tied up, and Marshall will get the basketball. Marshall coach Kim Caldwell wanted to travel. She wanted to maintain the Marshall possession arrow advantage, but it does go as a tie-up, and so Morehead State will now have the possession arrow in its favor. Beeman with the basketball for the Herd. Comes around a high screen, stops left elbow, bounce pass on the pick and roll to Matthews. She's tied up, trying to get the layup off, but gets fouled in the process.
Four on King. Looks like Jaden's coming in for her.
Blessing King will go to the bench. Four fouls, as Wes said. And Matthews will go back to the line for Marshall. Matthews, one of three members of the Herd in double figures tonight, but she misses the first free throw here.
And Matthews is a tough matchup for anybody on the floor. Yeah. She is an athlete, and she's big.
Listed at 6'1". Second free throw up. This one's perfect. And we are again tied, 56-56. Charles will come up the near sideline. Keeps on trucking, falls to the floor. And a foul called on Marshall. That will go against Peyton Ilderton. Second foul of the quarter on Marshall.
That one we probably didn't deserve.
I thought he was a little bit out of control there.
In fairness.
Novick will trigger the inbound baseline near side. Gets it into Haley Rhodes, who gives it right back to Novick. Out to Charles. Floats around the top of the key. Bounce pass down low to Hayes, but has her shot blocked beautifully by Sydney Scott. Novick will try a high three-pointer left side off the neck of the iron. No. And the rebound to Hayes for Marshall. She'll bring it ahead herself. Pulls it back outside the arc left side. Tried to go underneath, but Novick anticipated beautifully and steals it away to McBride. Across midcourt. She'll slow it up between the circles. One-handed pass to Charles. High right to Novick, top of the key. Back to Charles. Three-pointer right wing. Rims in and out. No good. Rebound to Hayes. She'll give it up to Beeman, who comes up the right side of the floor into the front court. Crossover dribble against Haley Rhodes, who stays right with her. Gets it to Matthews, tried to force it up over Novick, who stood her ground. It's blocked out of bounds. Marshall will keep it with 5:48 to play in the final quarter, all tied at 56.
Boy, I almost just made some crazy sounds on the radio when Scott got that block. That was nasty.
Rochela Scott will drive.
Well, I'm afraid that's on Novick.
I think you're right. Shielded the ball nicely, and
yep.
Katie Novick called for her fourth personal foul. And immediately Skylar Barnes off the Morehead State bench to replace her. Actually, no, Barnes replacing Haley Rhodes.
Coach Petrie's going to trust her freshman point guard.
Shayla Scott to the line for two, makes the first. Heard back up by one. Second one up. It's also good. And again, the Herd will set up that full court pressure. McBride gets it into Novick. Back to McBride. Nearly traveled. Kept that pivot foot planted. Gets it to Novick, who gets it into the front court. Stops right elbow. Gets it to Jaden Rhodes. Now out to McBride at the right hash. One dribble. Out to Barnes between the rings. Swings it around to Charles. Tries to drive off the angle left side. Kicks it out to Novick. Five to shoot. Novick, nice spin move. Euro step. Count the layup. Tie ball game, 58-58, 5:10 to go. Three-pointer on the set by Campbell won't go. Jaden Rhodes gets in there to come up with the rebound, but she's called for a travel.
All right.
Not sure about that one.
She didn't possess the ball.
I didn't think so either.
That ball was still being attacked by Campbell at the moment.
Another substitution for Marshall as Matthews will check back in, replacing Tudor. The Herd will inbound baseline far side. Comes into the far corner to Mays, to Rochella Scott. Off the angle, reverse layup, no good. Challenged very well by Jaden Rhodes, but Beeman the rebound. Out to Campbell, working in against Charles. Kicks it back over right side to Meredith Mayer. Three-pointer in and out. And a foul coming, I think, on Marshall's Mahogany Matthews for going over the back of Jaden Rhodes, who had great inside position.
That was a fantastic block out. Matthews had no choice but to go over her back on that.
And that will take us to a media timeout. Doesn't get much better than this. 4:47 to go, and we are tied. Morehead State and Marshall, 58-58. Back with the conclusion after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Moorhead State 58, Marshall 58, 4:46 to play here at Johnson Arena in what has been a fantastic women's college basketball game. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland having the privilege of calling it for you here courtside at Johnson Arena. Wes, this is one where you just want to see how it plays out.
Well, I don't know. This is one of those where I kind of just want to see how it ends so I don't have a heart attack in between now and then. This is going to be an intense 5 minutes of basketball here, Tom. Both of these teams playing so hard.
Eagles have to come 94 feet against that full court pressure that they've handled so well tonight. Novick with the basketball. Passes ahead. Deflected away by Mahogany Matthews, who will be called for the foul going over the back of Paris McBride trying to come up with the steal, and that's her fourth. She'll join Ilderton as the two members of the Marshall Herd with four fouls. Moorhead State has Novick, Secchiaroli, and King with four personals apiece. Only the fourth foul of the quarter on Marshall, so Eagles not quite in the bonus.
Boy, that's a big, big foul because Matthews has been a problem.
Yeah.
She has been a problem for the Eagles tonight.
Been largely the only real low post presence to speak of for the Herd. McBride will inbound at the Morehead State bench. Bounce pass inbounds to Novick, high right. Dribbles out between the rings and now floats to the left of the top of the arc. To Charles, to Soderlund. Couple of dribbles to the curling Novick. Into the lane, left open, lays it up and through. Eagles back up by two. Marshall tries to throw over the top of the Morehead State defense, but Novick got back beautifully and deflects the ball out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness. Getting the big put in on one side and then getting her hand to break up a guaranteed layup.
That is hustle, hustle, hustle. Inbounds to Beeman for Marshall. Going to work against Soderlund. Kicks it out to Rochella Scott. Catch and shoot three. Left wing, no good. Novick the long rebound to McBride. Splits the center circle to Soderlund. Wide open left wing three. Off the back of the iron, no. Rebound tracked down by Rochella Scott. And Morehead State's Veronica Charles called for the foul, trying to dive for that basketball.
That was the right call to be consistent.
It was.
A lot of times that wouldn't be a foul, but they've been calling it like that most of the night.
Marshall, 0 of its last four from the floor, have not hit a field goal in the last 3 minutes, 46 seconds. But they have the basketball here, trailing by two with 4:02 to play. Caldwell will go to the line as Morehead State has its sixth foul.
They've done such a good job on defense. You hate to see them get the opportunity for free baskets.
Campbell can't connect on the first free throw. She has 7 points tonight, now 2 of 3 from the stripe. Second one up. This one's on the mark. And it's back to a 1-point Morehead State lead. Campbell checks out. And Ariana Redmond will check in, the 5'10 junior from Pickerington, Ohio. Novick to trigger the inbound, running the baseline, gets it into Charles. She'll work it up the left sideline. Stays aggressive, pull-up jumper in the lane, off the mark, but the putback by Haley Rhodes is on the money. 3-point Morehead State lead, 62-59. 3:44 to go. Beeman goes behind the back against Novick. Kicks it near the near corner to Redmond. Back out to Beeman. Crosses over against Novick, playing with four fouls to Redmond. Three-pointer. Bingo.
What a big shot by Redmond.
Tie game. 3.5 to go. Novick to Charles. Back to Novick on the inbound play. Novick back to Charles. Gets it across the timeline right side. Now she'll back it out and give it to Novick to set it up. 17 on the shot clock, just over 3 minutes to play in regulation. Novick, bounce pass top of the arc to McBride, around to Charles. Tries to work around Beeman, goes to a knee. Three to shoot. Desperation heave off the mark, and the rebound by Redmond. Quickly the other way, Beeman in transition. Oh my goodness, Mayer had her shot blocked beautifully by Novick, and Morehead State the rebound. Novick has played beautiful transition defense here in the waning minutes. McBride gives it to Charles, to Novick, high left. Crossover against Redmond, bumped as she takes it up. The shot won't go, but the freshman will go to the line for two shots after the Redmond foul.
Boy, but going full length of the court. She's been under the basket both times that she's run the full length and broken up the fast break.
And she's playing with four fouls. But playing with poise and smarts.
A lot of players in that situation, you can't blame them, but would not have gone for that block on the other end.
Absolutely not.
You're worried about getting yourself out of the game.
Yep. Great body positioning and fantastic play. Novick connects on the first of two free throws. Give her 12 points. She's 2 of 2 from the line. Second one up, also good. And the Eagles back up by two. 2.5 to go. Beeman around Novick. Scoops it up and through. Tie ball game. Again, full court pressure. Charles takes the inbounds. Back to Novick. Working against Beeman. Spins between defenders, and she's bumped and fouled. See if this goes against Beeman. It does.
going to be shots.
Yep. So Novick right back to the free throw line where she just made two on the last Eagle offensive trip.
And boy, Beeman is trying to come alive here. 13 points now.
Yep. Novick misses the first free throw too strong. If she makes this one, she will become Morehead State's leading scorer on the night with 14. She does, eclipsing Paris McBride's 13. More importantly, she gives the Eagles the lead again, 65-64. Beeman nearly loses possession, gets it back, takes it into the lane, finds Matthews, who can't control, kicks it back out to Rochella Scott. Three-pointer high off the iron, no. Matthews briefly had it, has it stripped away by Novick.
No
to Charles up the near side. Bounce pass back out to Novick, who's playing a whale of a fourth quarter. To Charles on the left wing. Cut off, trying to drive the angle out to Barnes, around to Haley Rhodes, high right. Comes inside the arc, across to Novick. Nine on the shot clock, a minute 36 to play. To Haley Rhodes, she'll drive, finds her sister. Jaden lays it up and in. The twins teaming up with an assist and basket. Morehead State up by three. 1:23 to go. Marshall basketball. Rochella Scott drives against Haley Rhodes. Kicks far corner. Shot no good. A foul away from the basketball. And this may go against Marshall.
Well, if that's gets an enormous charge, Tom, if that's what that is called.
I believe it is.
Oh.
And that will go against Rochella Scott.
And saying that Novick is having a monster of a fourth does not do it justice. I am so sorry to see her on the bench now.
1:17 to go. Veronica Charles now running the point. Bounce pass back to McBride. They got to get across midcourt. They do. McBride pulls up at the right hash, guarded by Beeman loosely. Out to Charles. Ticking down to the 1 minute mark to go. 13 to shoot. McBride with the basketball high right. To Jaden Rhodes at the free throw line. Back to Charles. Thought about the three. She'll drive instead. Scoops has it blocked. And an offensive foul on B. She was out of control.
She was. And she had McBride out on the wing. Open for the shot.
Personal number three on Veronica Charles. And bigger than that is the turnover. In a three-point ball game under a minute to go. Inbounds is rolled up the floor. Beeman will pick it up at about three-quarter court and then dribble across midcourt. Comes around a high screen. Pick and roll to Matthews, and she travels.
Oh, oh, oh.
And Katie Novick will check back in for Morehead State. And we've got a timeout, I think, called by Morehead State. Thirty-second timeout. See if they stretch this to a full. We'll keep it here just in case. We're in the waning moments anyway. But West 67-64. This has been nip and tuck, back and forth all night.
And it's not that both teams have struggled. Both teams are playing well. Even Marshall. Hitting some big threes down the stretch. Novick, massive defensive plays with four fouls. We've seen finishing at the rim by the Eagles in this fourth quarter. It's one after another. The defense has been great. The pace is intense. This is a wild, wild game to watch.
Largest lead of the night for both teams is 6 points. We've had 13 ties, 15 lead changes in this game. Whitaker Bank by the numbers.
And I forgot to. Novick ripped that ball out of Matthews' guts.
Yes.
Matthews had secured the rebound. She's a lot bigger, right? She tucked it into her gut, and Novick ripped it out of her hands.
With the timeout, the Eagles do advance the ball into the front court. McBride will inbound near sideline into Novick out high left near the hash. Rotates between the rings, reverses course to the left, and then back to the right. Gives it up to Charles out high. 20 to shoot. She's guarded out high by Hayes. 15, 14, 13 on the shot clock. Charles still with the basketball. Looking for a clear out. Works right side, takes it down the side of the lane, gives it off to Haley Rhodes. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow, no good. Rebound by Beeman and a quick timeout called by Marshall with 11.8 seconds to play. And the Herd down by three.
And Jaden was inches from getting that offensive rebound. I mean, 2-3 inches from getting that offensive rebound right there. Would have almost iced the game.
Would have made it a two-score affair. Instead, a three-point bucket can tie. If you're Marshall, are you looking strictly three-pointer here, or are you thinking look for best available and look for the stop?
So with 11.8, as good, you know, if it wasn't Marshall, I would say you've got to take the three.
Yeah.
And it depends on if Coach Petrie does a good job of saying, hey, they can have two, right? If they're going to give them space, then you've got to force that three even if you don't want it. If she's not, if she's still keeping people in the paint on defense, you got a great chance for an and one. Still think you got to go for the three, though. And you get to move the ball half court with that timeout, so you're in a good position to set up a quick look. If not, you can duck it back out.
Yeah.
11.8 seconds is a long time to run. Yeah, you get through your motion offense twice, probably in that situation with 11.8.
The Eagles have played tremendous defense tonight. Marshall came in shooting 40% from the field as a team, only shooting 32% here tonight at Johnson Arena. They'll inbound right at the end of their own bench on the far sideline.
Watch Beeman as the second pass.
Campbell gets it into Rochela Scott.
There
Scott
it is.
To Beeman. You said it. Beeman around the top of the arc. Squares up. Misses the three-pointer. Skylar Barnes goes up for the rebound, and she's wrestled to the floor. A foul coming on Marshall. Barnes still on the deck, though, as I think she got twisted around there going to the hardwood. 2.2 seconds on the game clock. The foul will go on Brianna Campbell.
As to be expected, that was going to be a physical rebound.
Yeah.
When you've got 2.2 seconds, you've missed the shot. Everybody in green was going to collapse on that one.
Barnes holding her temples as she comes to her feet, but she seems to be okay, walking to the other end of the floor where she is set to shoot two free throws.
And sure enough, Coach Caldwell was thinking the same thing. You know, Beeman got the second pass.
Yeah.
She had lined up in the wing. She curled around, took the little toss. She got a good look.
She did.
I mean, the screen, they fought through the screen and put a little bit of a hand in her face, but she had a good look at it.
Beeman now 0-4. From three-point range on the night after that huge miss. But arguably their best offensive threat as far as a three-level scorer and definitely a great long-range shooter.
It looks like there was a little question on whether that might have been contact to the head. Looks like it's not. Yeah. Just
and
a normal foul.
It's kind of come to the point where the officials are almost mandated to at least look.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. Skylar Barnes with an opportunity to make this a two-score game with 2.2 seconds to go. Make even one of these two, and that just about ices it. You make them both, and it basically is academic at this point.
Morehead State fans all on their feet now, Tom.
First free throw up, dances off. Still a three-point game, 67-64, Morehead State up. With 2.2 seconds to go, Barnes with one more free throw to come.
Charles up to calm her down.
Second one rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. It's taken by Marshall. Immediately call timeout with a second and a half to go. With that timeout, they will be able to advance the ball into the front court. We'll keep it here.
You're going to ask me if they take a three on this one? 1.5 left.
You think, Wes?
This play, normally coaches will have a very specific play for a situation like this to where there's normally multiple screens coming off of the ball, and it's meant to set up somebody coming right across another player so that there's another look that they may get off of the throw-in. So let's see if they run a couple off the ball. if they get one after the pass just to put a body in the way.
So Marshall,
you see they're spread.
They are spread. It will be Aislinn Hayes triggering the inbound in the front court out near the hash here on the near side to our right. Morehead State will set up man-to-man defensively. Blessing King will guard the inbounder. Has it in her hands. Lorraine's gets it in to Beeman. Desperation three comes up short. And Morehead State with a gutsy three-point victory tonight over their regional rival, Marshall University, in a game that was played within a 12-point spread the whole night. The largest lead of the night for either team, 6 points. Nip and tuck the whole way, and it's Morehead State surviving with a 67-64 win in a non-conference battle for the ages tonight. We'll take a break and come back with our post-game festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The zone was terrible. 67-64,
the final score. Morehead State comes out on top against Marshall. The largest lead of the night for either team, 6 points, 15 lead changes, 13 ties, joined now by Coach Kayla Petrie. And Kayla, it's been a while since I've seen a game that closely contested from start to finish. What a win for you.
Hey, we're just happy we won, man. Right? I mean, that's a good basketball team. We've dropped a couple close ones, but we've just kind of stayed the course. And the toughness and the resolve of the girls, just really happy for them. I mean, you notice we had different people playing tonight that have not. Paris McBride, absolutely huge.
13 points.
And that's just, you know, staying ready until your number's called. You know, against Presby, it was not a good matchup because of the size differential. And you know, she stays the course. She stays positive, but total team win. I'm just so happy for our girls and to have that poise down the stretch. You know, I thought if we could, like I told you before the game, if we could handle that press, that we could maybe get some good shots, but I was really happy that we got stops on defense.
I know you want to hustle off here and be with your team, but talking about key players who stepped up in big situations and talking about handling that press, Katie.
Oh, Scott had 4 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Averaging 26?
Yes.
That's a lock, baby. Can I say that?
You can.
Haley Rhodes, Skylar Barnes, Paris McBride. That is big time. Good for them.
Your freshman point guard, Katie Novick, maybe more so on the defensive end than even the offensive end, especially there in that fourth quarter. Playing with poise, had those four fouls, but still extremely aggressive, made some huge stops defensively.
For sure. I can't even think. Can I go celebrate with our team?
You can go celebrate with
Thank
your
you.
Team.
See
Thanks,
you. Bye.
Kayla. Coach Kayla Petrie after Morehead State in a very exciting and entertaining 67-64 victory over Marshall here tonight at Johnson Arena. We'll step out, come back in 2 minutes, and recap the game and look at some of the final numbers right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Light X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
'67-'64, Moorhead State victorious tonight over Marshall University in women's college basketball action. And to borrow a phrase from broadcast colleague Kevin Harlan, as I'm joined now by my partner Wes Holland, did we just see what I thought we saw?
It was so hard. I almost had to just cut my mic off, not to scream and go right over top of you. And that was, oh my goodness, how amazing. How amazing. You want to know something else amazing?
Sure.
That high-pressured, high-powered defense of Marshall that creates all these turnovers, plus 9.5 on the season. Guess who won the turnover battle today?
I'm guessing the way you phrased that, it was not Marshall.
I probably set that up as a terrible question that you already knew the answer to. It was not. Moorhead State plus one, 23 turnovers for Marshall, 22 for Moorhead State. Marshall only had two offensive rebound advantage. So that means MSU against Marshall was a net negative one.
Wow.
On possessions with that defense and that pressure the entire game. How incredible.
Eagles hold the Thundering Herd 20 points below their season scoring average. They came in averaging 84 a game. MSU holds Marshall to 64 points tonight. A tremendous defensive effort. Wes, really about the only thing I think you could complain about if you're a Moorhead State fan is the Eagles, much like in the Presbyterian game, didn't hit layups as consistently as they should have, but it doesn't matter at this point, coming out on top, playing a tremendous all-around game, both ends of the floor.
Yeah, I mean, not only they struggled with the layups, we mentioned it several times, but also they didn't hit threes. They're 3 of 13 on threes.
Yeah.
So the potential, the growth that can happen with this team is remarkable running into OVC play. Yeah. You didn't hit your layups. You didn't hit your three-pointers. That's just called winning on grit, Tom, at that point. there's nothing more than just gutting out a win for your team.
We'll take one more break, come back and take a closer look at some of the final numbers and wrap things up here at Johnson Arena. Your final score once again, Moorhead State over Marshall, 67-64. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
67-64, Morehead State hangs on to defeat Marshall's Thundering Herd tonight at Johnson Arena. Want to know how close this was? Start to finish, let's look at the quarter-by-quarter scoring. Marshall, 19, Morehead State, 18, first quarter. Second quarter, 12-12. Third quarter, Morehead State, 21, Marshall, 17. Fourth quarter, all tied, 16-16. In the end, that's a net three-point win for Morehead State, but it was in doubt all the way for both teams. Tremendous, exciting basketball game. Let's take a look at your Whitaker Bank by the numbers for this game. Morehead State on the night, 24 of 55, good for 44% from the floor, 3 of 13 from outside the arc, and 16 of 24 from the free throw line. Marshall, 17 of 55 from the field, several scoring droughts throughout this game from the floor, 31%, 5 of 22 from three-point range for 23%, and a very solid 25 of 29 from the stripe, 86%. Turnovers, as my partner Wes mentioned, Morehead State with 22, Marshall with 23. And rebounding, it was Marshall with the net three advantage, 37-34, a plus two on the offensive glass, 13-11. Individually, balanced scoring for both teams. Marshall tonight was led by Abby Beeman with 13 points to go with five assists, 11 points for Mahogany Matthews, and also in double figures with 10 points, Aislinn Hayes. Brianna Campbell added 8, Mayer had 6, 5 for Mays, 4 for Rochella Scott, who was held way under her season average, 3 for Redmond, and 2 apiece for Tudor and Sydney Scott. For Morehead State, it was freshman point guard Katie Novick with a gutsy effort tonight, 14 points, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 9 rebounds, 7 on the defensive end tonight as she played a tremendous game, especially late, with 4 fouls. Joining her in double-figure scoring, Paris McBride off the bench with a tremendous effort, 13 points, also had an assist and a couple of rebounds, did a tremendous job helping take care of the basketball. Veronica Charles finishes up with 8 points tonight. Let's see, 5 points apiece for Matilda Soderlund and Skylar Barnes, as well as Melissa Secchiaroli, 4 points for Jaden Rhodes, and 2 points for Michaela Hall. Again, your final score, Morehead State 67, Marshall 64. Morehead State's women will be back in action this Sunday here at Johnson Arena as part of a women-men's doubleheader. The Eagle women will be taking on East Tennessee State, tip time at 2 o'clock here on the Eagle Sports Network. And then the men will follow up that game with a matchup against UT Chattanooga. Scheduled tip time is 4 o'clock, more than likely closer to 4:30, with two games being played. And then the Eagle men will be in action again the following Sunday at 3 o'clock against North Alabama down in Bama. Again, the final score tonight in women's college basketball here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State prevails over Marshall, 67-64. For my partner and buddy, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer and director, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.